But now it's time to hear from a special and regular guest here on The Range. Joining me in the studio is Troy Benson, a very talented performer who is one half of Aurelia, part of Tom Lyon and the Tamers, and also known as Rapscallion, among the many other things that he does in the Adelaide music scene. You're a very busy man.
Yeah, I get around. Get around. How are you?
I'm good. So Troy's come in to tell us more about Ox Jam at the Crown and Sceptre, which will be happening on August the 26th. The gig is part of Oxfam's month-long party against poverty, where music lovers all over the world curate their own gigs all throughout August. How are you doing today, Troy?
I'm doing well. I've braved the rain.
You have braved the rain. Yes. It's intense. Yeah.
I love the warm weather and the sun, and I feel like I missed the whole weekend because I was inside places performing, and I missed out on the sun. I was only available at night, you know.
Yeah, true. But,
and now it's raining. As soon as I'm available again, hope the sun comes back.
True. Just and the weather's been beautiful in the last few days.
Yeah.
So it's just holding out for you to stop performing, and then
I think it's against me. I did something wrong to Adelaide.
Oh, mate, you've never done anything wrong for Adelaide. So yeah, my next question was actually about what you've been up to, and you've been up to a lot. As I said, you're a busy guy, so you've been performing recently.
Yeah, I have. Band-wise, Aurelia, who I'm promoting, we've just been kind of secret squirrel working at home on new demos and recording and things like that, as well as with Tom Lyon and Tamers I'm working on, and we're working on a record that's finished soon. But I've been getting out there solo a lot, which is, I just do that casually on the side of the bands being flat out, but I did 3 gigs on the weekend, and I've been around, and yeah, so Rapscallion's doing a lot. But we're not here to talk about him. We're here to talk about Aurelia.
It's always good to talk about Aurelia and Rapscallion, though, for sure. Exciting news.
So we've got on August 26th, we're playing at the Crown of Sceptre for Ox Jam. So, of course, as you mentioned before, Oxfam Australia do wonderful things for poverty, and throughout that month, they have musicians organise gigs together. So it'll be a $5 entry, and all proceeds from the door are going to Oxfam. Our lineup is Emma Rowe, Aurelia, which is us, and we've got Carl Williams Jr. and Mackenzie, which are another female-fronted, piano-driven band, kind of pop band. So it's a similar vibe. It's around your kind of folky to poppy to rocky type thing,
and
it's going to be a great lineup.
True. It's a good mix and a great cause.
Yeah.
So what drew you into kind of supporting this initiative?
Well, originally I was booking the event, and I booked Emma Rowe to play it, and she asked whether Aurelia would like to play it, and I was thinking, I'm the booking agent for this event, can my band play it? And we cleared it up and sorted deals and etc. And then it was supposed to be a launch of sorts for their record, but some studio time fell through, etc. So she had this wonderful idea. She's like, let's raise money instead. Let's make it a big Ox Jam event. So that was all Emma Rowe's doing. And we the lineup she originally had just went, yep, we're on board. Let's do it. Let's keep going and let's raise money for this. The last show we did with her actually was raising money as well for the Wilderness Society. So we're being charitable, Emma Rowe and Aurelia.
Oh, absolutely. You're a generous bunch.
Yeah.
For sure. It's certainly a wonderful idea. So my next question was actually asking about how, would you better tell us how local artists can get involved in this month of music?
How they can get involved in the music? Well, I'm fairly sure Emma set this up, but I think you can set up gigs and contact them via their site, of course, and everyone can, of course, donate via Facebook, their other social media. This is for Oxfam, of course. And I'm guessing, I actually don't know totally, but I'm saying you register an Oxjam show. There'd be something to do with that. So you can always be involved with Oxfam. They're donating on their website. You can make a call. You can come to shows like this. So if you want to be a musician that supports them and haven't got a show of yourself, come to our show. Go to one of the other shows and know that, you know, your door fee is going to go to a good cause.
Yeah.
And you'll get a great show.
Oh, exactly. It's win-win. Really,
yes.
Because you get to see some excellent, you know, local talent, and you get to support a great cause. So, and speaking of the cause, what sort of Oxfam projects will the money that's raised be going towards?
What sort will they be going to? I'm probably not the best one to answer that. I'm sorry about that. This is the last. I just know that they help with poverty a lot. We've done it in the past. You know, they help I'm guessing lower economic family, the help homeless people, etc. I assume I'm right in that, in my memory of the last... We played one of these shows a while ago, and I looked into it, and I thought I'd remember it, but then I realized, yes.
That's all good, but they're a they're an international organization that has a lot of good influence. All around the world. So would you say that music can be a great rallying point for people looking to make that kind of difference?
Definitely. Music's going to draw a crowd if you've got a big enough draw and you put a lot of work into it. But people seem even more likely to pay a door fee and come and enjoy the music and get out in this way, whether in LA, etc., if they know that their money is going to a good cause. Mm-hmm. And if they know that they're helping something as well as getting a show out of it, people are ultimately kind, even though it may not seem like it. They like to. People like to donate to a good cause. And actually, see results from it. Like, it's always great when you can tell an event after you've raised money how much exactly you raised, etc. Like, you contact people afterwards and, show what they've contributed to and show what the results can be.
Yeah, certainly. So, and music and activism have kind of been interlinked for a very long time throughout, in the history of modern music. So what do you think it is about musicians that makes them just so prone to standing up for causes? My personal theory is that they're just great people.
Yeah, let's just go with that. I'd say a lot of musicians are used to maybe not being homeless, but not having a lot of money themselves and receiving charity themselves from venues, from people, etc. And also art as a focal point in anything, whether it be music, whether it be other forms of art, there's been this underlying, people want to get a message across, people want to help, people want to communicate in some way, whether it be, the downtrodden or depressed or just somebody. So we want to help in some way, and artists do that, and art is a great expression for something like that. Sometimes it speaks to people more. It's engaging. Music is engaging. Art is engaging. Film is engaging. And it's a great way of getting a message across.
Yeah.
Therefore, for helping causes like this, I think they're one and the same. They go together kind of thing. Like, people who want to get a message across sometimes they want to make a change.
Yeah.
And doing something for charity and using their art and their message for a charitable cause. Mm-hmm. I just think that they go hand in hand. I think that's where it comes from.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a good point about artists. A lot of time, very underappreciated in terms of, and a lot of time have to struggle financially quite a bit. So I think that a lot of people can relate to having, to being underappreciated and having to do it hard. And, I think that creates a lot of empathy for others.
Yeah, it definitely does. Yes, it's always great to give back. You get so many people that will do things for you. If you meet the right people, especially on a local level in the music industry, and you can't help but want to give back instead of just take, you give back in some way, whether it be charity or to the industry again, etc.
Yeah, definitely. So we definitely know that Aurelia and Emma Rory are going to be on the lineup, which are favourites here on the range. So I was wondering if you had to describe the other excellent Adelaide artists on the bill. How do you kind of describe
them? I'd probably be better at describing Mackenzie because I have seen them live. I haven't seen Cal Williams, unfortunately. That was Emma's doing again. but Mackenzie, when they first came out, they were that jazzy, poppy, piano-driven type band. And the last time I saw them, actually, they'd introduced an electronic aspect to it. They'd always had electric guitars and stuff, but an actual electronic sound, like a synthy sound and vocal effects and things like that. So they've stepped the pop and the experimental up, just one more notch.
Yeah.
They're a fantastic band to watch, and of course MRO. And I hear good things about Cal Williams, but I can't attest. I'm sure he's wonderful, but I can't attest. I've actually never been to a live show.
True, but we've got faith.
Yes, of course.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in today, Troy.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me. So that's Crown Scepter, August 26th, 8 p.m. $5 going to Oxfam Australia, but it'll be called Oxjam. Yep. And we've got Emro, Aurelia, Carl Williams Jr. and Mackenzie putting on a fantastic show for a fantastic cause.
Yeah, so it's a really, really awesome event. That will be The Crown Scepter, happening on Saturday, August the 26th, and Troy Benson, who I've got in the studio with me, will be appearing there as part of Aurelia.